technical things that are going on. As a matter of fact, on the break, Cal had, and I didn't want this insight, if you will, to go missing, but you were talking about the person or the company that is able to come up with a specific kind of a device is going to be the winner in the near future.
Yeah, my thinking is clearly this. Somewhere out there right now, there is an angel investor that needs to invest money with me to come up with a device that will talk to all these devices. Because, well, you know, if you live in any family house, you'll have people who, some like iPhones, some like Androids, some like Google stuff, some like Apple stuff, some people like Microsoft stuff. They, you know, all this different hardware, and every one of these ecosystems don't talk to each other very well. So if they were to create some sort of central hub where, even if I brought in Apple TV, and yes, I like Chromecast, and I want to use that too, I can plug all that stuff into that central hub, and it talks to all my other devices, and I don't have to worry about, oh, now I have to just use this remote control or that remote control. That would be optimum.
What is going to make that happen? What will be the incentive to make that kind of thing happen? Because they all seem to be building their walled gardens. The walls are getting built higher and higher, so they don't do that kind of thing. I say they, as in Apple and Microsoft. Not so much Microsoft. They seem to be kind of trying to bridge it.
It's either going to go one or two ways. It'll either go like cable television is going, where Comcast is just eating everybody up, and they're pretty much going to be the one monolith out there. And so if you want the good stuff, you go to Comcast. If you want to go to other places, you can, but you won't have the super spiffy stuff. Or someone has to go like, I'm going to create a utility. It's going to be called translation, and I'm going to make this device where you come with whatever you have. I don't care if it's a Xfinity cable television, or if you got an Android this or or this or that, and you just plug it into this hub, and it talks to
and
everything.
It just works. Remember Steve Jobs' thing? It just works. That mantra was a real key. What do you think, Ed? What's it going to take for us to as consumers to finally get a product that really does work together with all these things?
It's going to take cooperation between all the different vendors to set up protocols and standards.
Incentive is there for that?
Well, look at the standard they finally set. You know, you used to be able to hook up networks using Vanyan Binds.
Yep.
You used to be using Novell's NetWare. You used to do that. Finally, it all settled out, and everybody's just using Ethernet and calling it a day. And the Internet is the protocol of call.
So
TCP/IP,
that doesn't then become the issue. They move on to other things to make their money from it.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the old days with modems. Remember, he had all the different modem protocols? If you had a modem and you wanted to call up a dial-up bank, you may only get connected at 9600 baud. But if you had the U.S. robotics, you could have connected at 56K because you had an incompatible modem. Remember those days?
Yeah.
So the key is going to be somebody who builds that translator hub.
They'll either have to make a translator hub that will take all these crazy protocols and get them all together, or the manufacturers all have to say, you know something, we've been battling this way too long. It's easier and cheaper for everybody to write to one standard. We're going to call home automation 101, and then everyone's going to write to this standard, and that's how you make your products talk to home automation.
And it's a lot easier now because these devices are not hardwired, if you will. They are programmable, and you can do firmware upgrades.
Yeah.
So it's quite possible that if a future device comes out that it's not compatible, it'll automatically receive an update and make it compatible with, just like your printers. You've got a PC and the new printer comes out in 2 years, you know, that came out after your PC. It's going to have drivers that are going to be released that are going to be supported so you can communicate with that device.
And even if they are hardwired, today, everything is wired with, if it's hardwired, it's hardwired with that right there, your good old RJ45 Ethernet cable. That's pretty much the standard across the board.
This is along the lines of what you talked about, the Internet of Things and networking, you know, the front doorbell, along with the thermostat and the smoke detector and a whole bunch of other things. Maybe that's where the incentive comes from, is the world of the Internet of Things.
That's true. I mean, if I buy a refrigerator that has part of a smart refrigerator that's part of the Internet of Things, but I have my Amazon Echo and it doesn't communicate with it, Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go out and buy the Microsoft, Hulu device or whatever it's going to be.